Greg Coleman and a jubilant Minnesota Vikings locker room with head coach Leslie Frazier. Coach, you just said this will probably be the happiest post-game interview that you've ever done.
Oh, without question. The fact that we are going to the playoffs and we're celebrating a win over one of our arch rivals, the Green Bay Packers, at our place. Oh, Greg, it doesn't get a whole lot better.
How did you set your guys up? And when I mean set them up, what did they have to believe in order to get it done?
Just believe in the things that they've done, throughout the season. I mean, these guys have been battlers. They're people of great character. They play extremely hard no matter what the circumstances are. And all our team characteristics were evident out there today. I mean, they played tough. They played hard. They were disciplined about what they do, and they played smart. So kudos to our players.
You kept talking about hope. You got to believe in each other, the power of agreement. And today you saw it in all three phases.
Oh, yeah. Our guys believe in one another. They support each other. And you saw it today. I mean, offense, defense, special teams, just a great win. The contribution by our fans, they did a terrific job as well. I mean, made it hard for their offense, especially early on. So, I mean, just a lot of good things happened. Glad we played this game at home in front of our fans.
There were so many ebb and flows of this game, offense, defense, as you mentioned, special team. What sticks out in your mind?
Just the resiliency of our players. We talked to them early in the week about being able to be resilient in games like this, knowing we're playing a good, very good football team, and they've won 11 games for a reason. So there are going to be some ebbs and flows, and a mark of a good team is not letting some of those down moments affect the next play or the next series. And our guys, they're a pretty mature group.
And talk about some of those down moments. I don't think I've ever seen a series of personal foul, as many personal foul penalties on a Minnesota Vikings football team all year.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the number of penalties. That's the first time we've had that many penalties, double-digit penalties, I think, since that Indy game with the replacement ref. So it wasn't quite us today. You know, we're one of the least penalized teams in the league. And today, we did some things that weren't characteristic.
The call, the ball on the one-yard line where we thought the ball would have been down, recovered by the Vikings. And then Mike Carey comes up and says, how did he explain that to you?
Well, he explained it that his buzzer went off and so they had to review the play. So that's what he told
me. All right, Coach, let's talk about your quarterback. He grew up a little bit more today. Talk about Christian Ponder.
Had a terrific day. I mean, just coming up with so many clutch plays. I don't know his exact stats, but time and time again, he made plays at the quarterback position when we needed him. And that's what you need if you're trying to win a championship. So he showed his character. He showed his mettle today.
The pass, the 65-yard to Jarius Wright. You've been working on it all week during practice. He dropped a couple, but you had the faith to go back to him over and over again.
Matter of fact, you probably saw one of those on Friday when we tried it. But we hit it when it counted, and that's the best thing about it. We worked on it, and we hit it when it counted. Great job by Jarius executing the play, and, of course, a great throw by Christian.
Let's go on the other side very quickly. Your defense, Everson Griffin with 3 sacks. This young man continues to improve each and every week.
Yeah, it seems the more playing time he gets, the better he gets. And he played a terrific game. You know, that's a good quarterback over there with some good receivers, and they made some plays. But our guys were resilient. They kept battling and made some plays for us.
Coach, I would be remiss if I did not ask you about the performance of Adrian Peterson, not only this game but all season.
You know, he's a one-of-a-kind guy in our league. I mean, I guess he finished 9 yards short of the record, but in our minds, he is the best in the business, bar none. And the things he did today, Greg, just carrying us so many times. And that last run to get us the field goal, I mean, he pretty much willed us to get that field goal. So I don't know enough adjectives to describe how special he is for our football team and our organization.
How special is Blair Walsh?
Oh, Blair, again, a 50-plus yard field goal again today. So it was great to see him come out there and come up with the game winner at the end. I think we all expected that to happen, and that's a comfort when you know you have a guy that you can count on.
Coach, you lost a couple of guys to injury. Antoine Winfield, you know, the most noted. Talk about what that means in your preparation of next week against the Packers.
Well, I mean, losing Antoine definitely hurt us today. You know, we needed him, but he had a tough injury. We'll find out more as the week goes on whether or not we'll get him back for this next ball game. But he's a vital part to our success on defense.
Coach, go ahead and enjoy it. I know you got your sons in town for the holiday. Happy New Year, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier.